Well, I am a financial blogger, so I've been doing that since 2007, running my own website. And one of the things that's always really excited me is getting together with people who do what I do, write about money online, and had some opportunity to do that at other conferences, other blogging conferences and other media conferences, but nothing really unique to our community. And so just came up with the idea that, hey, you know, let's get everyone together for a small meetup. And that meetup turned into a full-blown conference with speakers and sponsors and the whole deal.
Wow. Well, in the past, it looks like it's been called the Financial Blogger Conference. This year, it's hashtag FinCon13. I mean, is that a sign of our times?
I think it is. Twitter's been a really good marketing platform for the conference and a way for our community to connect. And so I really stress the use of, you know, the hashtag FinCon13 as really the title of the conference now. And I'm moving away from the term blogging because our community has grown from just bloggers into podcasters, into vloggers. Traditional media folks are coming out, folks like Planet Money from the NPR world. They're not actually coming this year, but I would let you know that's the type of folks we're seeing come out. And in addition to financial planners, authors, everyone from the sort of personal finance fear, specifically online, is coming out to the conference. And so we're moving away from the term blogging and expanding sort of who's welcome at the conference. And so FinCon, I think, fits that a little better.
Sort of what's the goal? I mean, what do you do at these conferences?
You have two specific goals that I see, and this is all based on when I was planning this conference, what I wanted it to be. And so I wanted it to be two things. One, a place for me to connect with people in real life that I'm hanging out with online every day, whether it be in chat rooms or forums or commenting on each other's sites. Seeing them in real life really is pretty special, specifically because we talk about money and we're pretty open about it. And so there's sort of a bond or connection that's formed between a lot of these people. And seeing these people in real life and just getting together for a drink or whatever is pretty special. In addition to that networking time, hangout time, we do a lot of sessions. So we learn and talk shop. About 20% of it is personal finance, sort of what's coming down the pipe, what's new, what we can share with our readers in the future. And then the other 80% is really talking shop, how to best prepare our blogs, how to market what we're doing on our blogs and things like that. So,
do you have any estimate of how many personal finance blogs there are?
Well, it's hard to say. Wisebread.com has a list of personal finance blogs, and they, I think, cap out at about 800. So I would say it's somewhere around that, but we have 500 folks come out to our conference this year, and I expect that to grow in the future. But so it's maybe somewhere a little beyond 800, but like I said, we're really pulling in from different communities. Traditional media is coming over. And you're seeing a lot of financial planners and CPAs starting up their own blogs as a way to market their services. And so you see a lot from those communities coming over as well. So it's really growing every day.
Knowing, obviously, you have your own blog, PT Money, what do you think makes a really good personal finance blog?
That's a great question. I would say someone who is open and honest about what's going on with their money. I mean, that's really been taboo for a long time and still in some ways is, but it's really refreshing when you can see someone online who's talking about their finances and giving specific detail about what's happening in their life, not just something generic that you can find, for instance, on a CNN Money or some type of traditional media site, but something really specific that's happening to a real person. When a reader encounters that type of information, you know, they can really relate to it and really make change in their life. And so I think you see that with popular bloggers who are really open about sharing what's going on with their finances, and it really helps a lot of folks.
The conference is starting on Thursday. That's an important date for our country. It's the debt ceiling deadline. Conference goers see some irony that the country could default on its loans at the same time that you're focusing on personal finance, personal responsibility?
Definitely see some irony. It's funny, the first year we had our conference, I think the Wall Streeters protests were going on. This year we've got the debt ceiling, we've got closure to some of the government. It's funny, some of the attendees are coming to St. Louis for the first time and they really want to go to the Arch, and we've been told that it's closed right now, so we're hoping that opens up. But Yeah, there's definitely some irony, and we're hoping just to have a good time, talk about our personal finance situations and how we can improve those regardless of what's happening, you know, there in Washington.